Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It is 2:36, and my favorite time of the show is when I get to chat with my friend who I miss seeing in person every Saturday, Steve Thompson. Steve, okay, we got a little bit of snow this week. Did anything stick to the ground at your house?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. There's still some snow on a few of the rooftops, especially those ones that are protected by trees and that sort of thing that haven't dropped their leaves. But most of it's gone. You know, it's that time of year. But I will say this, Shalita. We needed rain, snow, whatever. It was so dry. And I'm glad we got it. And it looks like we have more rain on the way. And we really do need it before that ground freezes up. We definitely need the moisture.
Yeah, and, you know, I live across from a cornfield. It's the Tank Family Farm in Cottage Grove. And I feel bad for them. I'm like, how are we already in drought? I mean, we have not had, and I had to think about it, Steve. I don't even know the last time it rained.
Yeah, well, it was the driest and warmest September on record. Mm. And as we know, October, I guess I haven't seen the story on how they broke it down historically, but it was very warm and very dry in October. So the fact that we did get that snow, now it kind of messed things up for the trick-or-treaters. We didn't have that many kids come by the house this year. We had it all decorated and everything. And
it was cold. The parents were not leaving the house, okay? I'm telling you, I did not want to leave my house. It was a protest going on. It was cold. It was snowing. It was raining. It was doing whatever it was doing. It was nice and beautiful up until it was time for Halloween. How did that go down like that?
Yeah, I kind of feel bad. I think parents and I think the kids these days are soft. I know back in the day, my buddies and I, it didn't matter. It could be raining, it could be snowing, it could be windy, it could be cold. We were going to go out, and we were going to get our candy. Nothing. We were kind of like the mail delivery person. Nothing was going to keep us from
rain, sleet, or snow. We wimpy. I'm going to tell you, we wimpy, Steve. Look, this is what I did, Steve. I told my kids, I said, let me tell y'all something. If you cut up at all, we're going back home. Okay? You forget to say thank you. You forget to say trick or treat. Yeah. You forget to give eye contact. We're leaving. It was really my way of trying to get home, but I was putting it on the kids. And I was looking for any little thing that they did, Steve, so that I could leave. But they were on their best behavior. I was so embarrassed as a parent. I had a plan. I was trying to get back home.
And I was impressed. All the kids that did come to the house, and got some candy. They were all really nice. I mean, it was great. And I thanked them all. You know, thanks for coming out. I know it's a little chilly and it's damp because we did have all that snow. But the driveways and the streets and the walk, they were all fine.
Yeah, they were all fine. And they were all fine.
I was happy. I was happy to see the kids that did show up. That was good. And like I said, they were all real nice and happy to be out. I just remember as a kid how much fun it was to go around with my buddies and trick-or-treat. And by the time we got to middle school, I would say we were done. We weren't running around in 8th or 9th or 10th grade doing that sort of thing. It was more of an elementary school thing to go trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. But we sure had fun.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot of fun.
And Steve, my kids just told me that they know that Santa's not real. They've been holding this in since last December. I was having a little too much eggnog and wrapping gifts and stuff on Christmas Eve, and apparently Cameron heard me. She came downstairs, and she didn't say anything, but she did report back to her brothers that I was wrapping up all the gifts.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Santa Claus, and I remember my girls are now grown women and so on and so forth, but the way I kind of handled it is I didn't make up a lot of tall tales and that sort of thing. I kind of let them discover that on their own, but I do think the spirit of giving and the spirit of Santa Claus is very real, that the spirit of it is what matters. Not the fact that some, you know, old fat guy climbs down the chimney and leaves the gift. When I was young, I was kind of like, wait a minute. So you're telling me that big guy is coming down that chimney? And then when I was real young, my mom and dad rented a house on Maryland Avenue in St. Paul. We didn't have a chimney. We didn't have a fireplace in that house. So it's kind of like, how's this guy getting in here? So I was skeptical fairly young, but okay. I'm a big believer in that season of giving and all that sort of thing, and you know what it represents. But yeah, are your kids mad at you that you've been telling them stories about Santa Claus?
They're looking at me like they're better than me. Like they know something, like they got one up on me, like they're like, what else is she lying about? So now it's like, well, what about the Tooth Fairy? What about the Easter Bunny? So all the dominoes are falling. Now, how old were your kids when this happened to you? Because right now we're at 12, 11, and 9.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's about the right because age? Okay.
I think they kind of hear from their friends. Mm-hmm. And all of that stuff and I don't know if your kids ride the school bus or, you know, how they get to school and that sort of thing. But I think there's a lot of knowledge passed around on the school bus or on the way to school. I think as much as learned on the school bus is in school. Mm-hmm. That they learn a lot from these other kids. The older and wiser children pass down their knowledge.
Got it. Now, speaking of knowledge, I want to know what you're going to do with that extra hour. Because we fall back. That's the great debate right now. Are you sleeping with the extra hour? Are you more productive with the extra hour? Are you wasting the extra hour? Because we always say, man, if I had another hour in the day. Now, we do have another hour in the day. What you going to do with it, Steve Thompson?
Yeah, I'm going to sleep it off. I made no grand plans. I did a fair number of chores, but tomorrow it's supposed to rain. And it's funny, with the rainy Sunday and the Vikings not playing until Sunday night, I've got some things that need to get done. And I've been told in no certain terms what's going to happen tomorrow and what I need to get accomplished before that football game starts a little after 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So
now you got to tell me
plenty busy.
you got to be busy. What do you think? Can the Vikings win? What's our chance? I mean, we lost the last two. We were doing good, Steve. We had everybody's hopes up for an undefeated season. We were looking like we were going to the Super Bowl uncontested. The Washington Post had just ranked us the number one NFL franchise in the league. And now we done lost two games in a row. What's going on, Steve?
Well, let's start by straightening everybody out. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are still the team to beat in the NFL. Don't kid yourself. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. As long as Patrick Mahomes is playing well and healthy, they're the team to beat in the NFL. But for the Minnesota Vikings, it has been a good start. I'm worried about a couple of things. That is depth. Brian Flores has done a nice job with this team defensively. They brought in a lot of new faces, but they're still thin. They don't have a lot of depth, and injuries can play a factor. And a week ago, they had a gigantic injury. Chris Chandera saw their left tackle, one of the best offensive linemen in the league. And, oh, by the way, he's a key guy to guarding the backside of that quarterback or the blind mm-hmm. side of the quarterback. So Darisaw is out with that terrible knee injury. They did bring a guy in via trade from Jacksonville, but he's not a Christian Darisaw. I mean, he's a good player. He's been in the league. He's experienced. That'll help. But for the Vikings, I just have seen some things defensively over the past couple of weeks that have to be a concern. Now, granted, the Lions are a very good football team, and the Rams got a lot of people back for that game out in L.A. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they are very talented. But I still have my concern. They can be a playoff team, but I don't think they're as good as the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions are the favorite to win the division. I think the Vikings can get in as a wild card, but they can't afford any more key injuries. They need to stay healthy, and I think a lot of teams could say that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about these Timberwolves. Are they missing Cat, or are they better without him? That's the question I have for my friend Steve Thompson coming up next. You know who's winning? These Timberwolves are doing it. Okay, Steve Thompson, are they doing better without the big Cat?
I don't know. I know that when they traded for Rudy Gobert mm-hmm. and he joined the team, and Cat was there, and Ant was still a young guy in the NBA. They struggled to find their footing. And the point being is, whenever you make a trade and bring in new guys, it's going to take a while for them to figure out what their role is, how they fit in, how they play together. It takes a while for the coach. There's just a lot of that. Dante DiVincenzo. One of the new guys. It's just going to take a while for these guys to kind of figure out. Julius Randle, of course, another big piece of that trade. It's early, and it'll take time. There's a great deal of talent on this team, and they are definitely a threat to go to the NBA Finals. Can they win it all? Who knows? Injuries will say a lot. But, yeah, I think it was good for the Knicks. I think it was good for the Timberwolves. I think both teams will benefit from that trade. But as of right now, are the Timberwolves playing as well as the Timberwolves were at the end of the season when they made it all the way to the Western Conference Finals before losing to the Dallas Mavericks? No, they aren't. But it's still early, and I'm not worried about it. I think it's a talented group. I think they have a good coaching staff. And Anthony Edwards, one of the best players in the world right now. So I think they're in a good spot.
All right. So it's looking good. You're feeling good about them.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about this election? Are you worn out and tired? I'm on social media, Steve, and people are like, don't send me another flyer. Don't call and ask me for another dollar. I have already canvassed. I have already door knocked. I'm done. I've cast my ballot. Yes, I voted. People, I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm running for president. I'm so, like, involved in getting so much information and have so, so much coming at me at one time. I almost kind of want to shut it off.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of fatigue. And we don't even live in a battleground state. Can you imagine
right?
what it's like to live in North Carolina or Georgia or Pennsylvania or Michigan or our neighbors in Wisconsin or Nevada or Arizona, where these campaigns are making stops all the time? It is very fatiguing. The thing I'm surprised is that Election Day is coming up. There's been a lot of early voting already, and hopefully folks go out and do their duty and vote for sure. Don't make an excuse. Please get out and vote. But, yeah, I just feel like for a long time, the vast majority of us have had our minds made up one way or another, whatever that is. So it's time. And I've talked to people. I have not cast my ballot. Typically, I will go to the polling place, the church up the street that I've mm-hmm. been voting at for years, and go there on Election Day, usually before work. And I just don't know how at this point in time there can still be anybody undecided.
Steve, are they lying? Because I'm like, you know who you're going to vote for. Stop saying you're an undecided voter. I don't buy that for a minute. I think people are just looking for attention, because there's no way at this late stage in the game that there should be any undecided voters. Am I by myself in that? Because that just sounds crazy to me.
I tend to agree. Now, if you ask me about every race on the ballot, like there's some folks running for city council in our neighborhood. Do I know everything there is to know about these people just because we haven't been bombarded with a ton of information? And mm-hmm. before I go on Tuesday, I'm going to read a little bit about these folks. I tried, but it's like on that ballot, all those judges on the ballot. I don't know anything mm-hmm. about these people. I think when it comes to the big races, for the United States Senate seat currently held by Amy Klobuchar, Royce White, running against her, I think you've probably made up your mind in that case. And on the presidential side as well, if you're voting for Harris or Trump or one of the other candidates running for president, you probably made up your mind already.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, before you go, you got to tell me what you got coming up on your show.
Well, Doug, Tech Talk follows the news and weather at 3, and then another big day of college football. By the way, state high school football playoffs are set for next week. Games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll have those brackets as well. We'll talk a little Wild hockey. They're hot right now. You pointed out the Timberwolves. They take on San Antonio tonight, the dreaded back-to-back. And then, of course, a lot of college football. We have game reports from around the area, scores from all over the country. And I had to ask one thing, Shaletta. Where do you keep that Emmy Award? Where do you keep that thing?
Yes. So it's actually been riding around in the car with me because I've been showing it off everywhere I go. And so it's usually in the back seat of the 9-seater, and I have it strapped in. But at the house, I keep it right next to my picture of me and A-Rod. So I have to take a picture and tag you on social media. So I have two Emmys, one from 2007 and one from just a few weeks ago. And so there's a picture of A-Rod, right? The big giant picture of me and A-Rod.
Yeah.
And then one Emmy on either side of the photo of me and A-Rod.
Very
nice.
Yeah. Are they heavy? I've never gotten near one. But
they are actually surprisingly very heavy. I'm very shocked at how heavy that thing is. But I found out that the national Emmys are bigger than the regional Emmys. So now I have to find a reason to get a national Emmy, because the regional Emmy is like 2 inches shorter. And you know I'm not having that. You know I'm not having
that. That's still mine. So.
All right, friend. You have a great show. And thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Shaletta Show. Get out there and vote on Tuesday. If you're unsure what's on your ballot, mnvotes.gov.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is where you need to go. We'll talk to you then.